How can one person possibly change a relationship if the other person won't participate in the process? This is the question that Paul and I get more than any other. This question comes in many forms, like, how can it possibly only take one person? Do I even want to do this if it only takes one person? How will the other person ever change if they aren't doing this too? Why should I be the only one to do this? To show you the relationship principle that proves that one person is always changing the relationship, I'm going to share a story with you.
So the big question is this.
How is it possible that one person alone can transform any relationship, save their marriage, create their unshakable love and unleash passion, divorce-proof their family without needing their partner to get on board and do this with them? And yet, still get to be happily, authentically you without compromise?
That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer.
This is not a flattering story for me, but I am passionate about being very transparent with our students. And while today I'm 53 and blessed to serve thousands of people, helping them to save their marriages and heal their families, I did not start out that way. Back in my 20s, I was an accountant from New Jersey with no relationship skills at all. In fact, my nickname back then was the Ice Princess, and it was very well deserved. That's where the story I'm about to share with you comes from, all the way back in time with Ice Princess Stacy. This was certainly not my finest moment, but there is no better story to illustrate the principle that I'm going to teach you in today's video. In fact, for this, we're going to go to our Relationship Breakthrough Retreat, where I'm about to share the story in front of hundreds of students attending our event. Okay, be nice, all right? Here we go.
Many years ago, this was, 25 years ago. Yeah, 25 years ago, when I was Stacy in the accounting firm working her butt off, Ice Princess, I was driving home from work one day, and I had just had an argument with one of the managers in my accounting practice. And I was rerunning that, right? Driving on autopilot, rerunning that argument about how stupid they were. Not that I could say that at work, but it's my car now, so I can say whatever I want. And I'm running through it. And I was going to pick up dinner for myself. And I had ordered a sandwich. And I was going to pick it up. And I had ordered chicken steak, no cheese. So like I come from the Philly area and cheese steaks are really, really big. So I ordered chicken cheesesteak, but no cheese, and went to go pick it up. And I forgot, I was in so caught up in the conversation in my head, I forgot to check the sandwich when I left. I just grabbed the sandwich. I went home, I drove home, and I know you can guess what happens next, right? I open up the sandwich, and what's on the sandwich? Cheese. Yes. It's like it's their God-given responsibility to put cheese on your cheesesteak, even when you say don't, right? So I'm not new to this, right? If you're going to live a life without eating cheese, you need to take responsibility for saying it. I did. But I had ordered sandwiches from this place so many times, and like half the time they do it and half the time they don't, but I usually check it and I didn't. So I called them up and I said, hey, I just left your place. I ordered a chicken steak with no cheese. I got home, there's cheese on it. You made the sandwich wrong. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Just come on in. I'll make you another one. I'm like, no. I've already been to your place. I did my part. You made the sandwich wrong. Make a right sandwich and bring it to me. No, I was like I was in quite a state. See, you don't believe me when I tell you I was a bitch. Trust me, it's legit. And so, you know, he's on the other line, you know, almost like, lady, I don't know what to tell you. We don't do that. I'm not bringing you a sandwich. Come on back in and I'll make you another sandwich. And like, I realized that was getting me nowhere. This whole, you bring the sandwich to me, wasn't going to really work out. So eventually I was like, fine. Boom. Right. Like hanging up on him would make it so much better. And so I drive back there, and of course, I'm even further angry, but I've got a new bad guy to direct my anger to instead of just my manager. Now it's my manager and every person who works at this pizza place. And so I walk in there, and I guess he could tell that it was me. And I'm like, you guys are making me a new sandwich? And he's like, Stacy, right? I'm like, yes, that's me. Not in the best way, but At least you know who I am. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, I got your sandwich. And then he's like, I'm making it right now. I'm wrapping it up. And I'm like, okay. And then he said the words that really sent me into not a great place. He said, and you can keep that one on the house. So at this point, in my world, not only did I have to come back in for my sandwich, which I ordered right the first time, but he doesn't even get the fact that I can't eat cheese. And so in my own personal way of wanting to convey that information to him, I ended up doing what was not my proudest moment. It was kind of a combination of, I want to make sure you get this, and I want to return this sandwich to you. But in kind of a fast moment, those two things happened together. And I said to him, this sandwich is useless to me. At which point the sandwich left my hand. And I am so lucky that he caught it because it was almost at his head and he caught it. And I'm super lucky that he laughed, not at me, but with me in that moment. Not that I was laughing, but at the moment. And he said, okay, hang on. He said, Stacy, this is my mistake. You asked for the sandwich without cheese. We didn't make it right. I got this. I'm making you another sandwich. I'm sorry. You ordered what you wanted. That's on me to provide that. I'm going to make you a new sandwich. I'm going to dispose of this one because you can't have cheese. And I know that. And I'll tell you what. I'm putting a note on your account from now on when you call in. I personally will make your sandwiches myself. And they'll always be done right, okay? I got this. I'm sorry. And in that moment, it was like I woke up. What do you think happened? What do you think I said? When he's like, I'm sorry, this is my fault, I take responsibility, what do you think I said? Like, oh my God. No, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I have had a terrible day. I'm sorry. I should never have thrown that sandwich at you. I'm sorry. I apologize. I've been a complete bitch. It's just a sandwich. I've had a bad day. It's not you. I super appreciate that. I'm sorry.
One time only in 2024, our life-changing three-day relationship breakthrough retreat event is back. RBR is the fastest way to a breakthrough in your marriage, parenting, and all your relationships. It's not a couples event. You don't need your partner to attend for you to get the results you want. This is our 13th RBR event. It's a proven breakthrough happening October 24th through the 26th. Don't miss your chance to transform your relationship, reignite the passion, and bring harmony back to your home. RBR is a live stream online event so you can attend from anywhere. Visit relationshipbreakthroughretreat.com for tickets and details.
Have you ever had that happen where you were a complete and total monster and someone was nice to you and you totally didn't deserve it? Right? If you've ever had the good fortune of having this, it's called grace, bestowed upon you, you know that it impacts you. Immediately, I was like, shit, what an ass am I? I got to apologize, right? Well, very luckily for me, that man's name, by the way, is Anthony Androgna of Cafe Antonio in Morrisville, Pennsylvania. And luckily for me, Anthony has three daughters and a wife at home in a very loud Italian home that I'm sure this is not the first sandwich he's ever caught. And I'm very, very lucky that he is in his mature masculine and can be playful in a moment like that and take personal responsibility. I was lucky. I had bad behavior, and Anthony had a choice. He could have just as easily said, hey, bitch, take your $8 and get the fuck out of my place because I don't need this. Right? He could have. Would he not? He would have been completely justified to do that. Yes? But he didn't. He made a choice to show up with grace when I clearly didn't deserve it. I'm really grateful that he did, because it's been 25 years now. Every Sunday while Paul and I were dating, we had dinner at Anthony's. Anthony made my kids their first pizza. The last meal that Jake had before he went to sleepaway camp every summer was at Anthony's, and the first meal he had when he came home was at Anthony's. I watched his three girls grow up. He was there through the birth of both of our kids. We're still friends to this day. It's 25 years later, and we've watched both of our families grow. Why? Because he took the space within the moment, and he made the choice to show up from relationship development instead of react from demand relationship. I had terrible behavior. I didn't deserve it. I certainly wasn't leading, but he led. And he changed it for both of us. And he created something that wasn't there before. A friendship built on grace. Be the Anthony of your moment. It's very possible. I was a total stranger. We're talking about your partner and your kids. He was able to make that choice for a crazy woman that he never even met. We can certainly make that choice for ourselves and the people that matter. I hope that you will take the opportunity to be the Anthony of your moment. If you will, write it down. I will be the Anthony of my moment.
So powerful. Yes, be the Anthony of your moment. There are so many incredible lessons in that one story. But the one I want to anchor in for you today is, it only takes one person to transform a relationship. I was not the person who turned that around. Anthony did, and it didn't take both of us, right? Anthony changed his actions, and it changed me. Remember the principle. Relationship is a closed loop. When one person uses the skill sets to change the trigger that goes into the loop, you change the boomerang that comes out. You can find more on the closed loop tool in another episode I'll link to in the description. When you put anger into the loop, you can trigger an unpleasant reaction back. When you put grace into the loop, you can inspire kindness and maybe even remorse, like me, back. It's a choice. Does that mean you can never get mad? Of course not. Don't be silly. This is real life. And it's still a fact. The other person in the interaction is reacting to you. So when you change what you put in, you change what you get out. When all these patterns of triggers and boomerangs are invisible to you, you're accidentally triggering all kinds of reactions you don't like. But as soon as you get the skill sets to see it, you can change what you put in to change what you get back. It only takes one person to change what goes into the loop. Are you seeing that? You don't need anyone's cooperation or participation to make this happen. When you learn the skill sets, then it only takes you to create the results you want in your relationship. In the next video, I'm going to show you the biggest predictable pattern and predictable outcome skill set that we have. This one is happening every day in all of your relationships all day long. It's been invisible to you and causing pain, upset, and even destroying relationships that you've lost or are losing. And once you see it, you will never be able to unsee it again. If you're ready to transform your relationship without compromise, without pleasing, and without couples therapy, then check out our free training in the episode description.
Okay, are you ready to catapult your relationship forward to the next level? In just 3 days, surrounded by relationship transformers on the journey with you? Then go grab your live event tickets at relationshipbreaktheretreat.com and we will see you there.